Xhaka, brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's caught it, Giroud!
They're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
What's up?
Yeah, you are listening to another exciting edition of the V
A
R show.
Yeah.
Right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow, we have a lot for you today. We have so much to talk about, you know. Wow. And like last week, like we promised last week, we're going to talk about it. The Barcelona crisis.
Yes.
What is happening in Barcelona? Don't need to answer right now.
Okay.
But what we do need to answer is, who are they listening to right now?
Who?
Tell them.
Who?
I'll let you start.
Of real?
Yeah.
Well, the person who is speaking right now is none other than the man on fleek. The man who is always slick. The man who always clicks. The man who will hit you with a brick if you say something bad about Lionel Messi. He is DJ Sticks.
And with him over here, the best. Second best, say who?
Who?
Thank you.
That was not smart.
The Ballon d'Or winner of the show, the one and only DJ Stones. Yeah. Can't believe you fell for that.
Yeah, no, look.
What's going on?
It happens to the best of us.
No, it doesn't happen to me.
Because we are the best.
Because I'm number one.
Mm-mm.
You're second best. With that said and done, let us listen to this track.
Yeah.
Above me, no more fear, cause I know that he loves me. How can I stress when I know that he got me? Loved by him and it feels so lovely. I'm in paradise, yeah, I'm satisfied. God is mine, I got peace of mind, yeah. Look, no stress, I've come to a place of rest. Found in Christ, that's my address. Look alive, thank God I'm blessed. Look alive, thank no stress. Place of rest, found in Christ, that's my address. Look alike, thank God I'm blessed. Look alike, thank God I'm blessed.
Rest in your arms, yes, I'll rest. I'm fitting dark tries into my mind. I'll be blessed, cause paradise isn't mine. We will see the sunshine. I believe we will rise. Harmony in my mind. Oh.
Life is easy, cool like breezy. From Mount Zion, that's what we see. I don't stress, I don't break no sweat. I don't owe you, man, he paid my debt.
Man, he paid my debts, now I'm saved. True. I could have been down and out, but he came. Grace, favor, love were displayed. And now I'm untouchable like Luke Cage.
My shield and buckler, grace my cover. Came in the rest, now my life is a wonder. One with him, no man put asunder. I'm resting, please, don't call my number.
Yeah, don't call my number, please. Unless you wanna follow me. Cause if not, please don't bother me.
Right.
I can't wait till the day that I see you, like I know I will rest up in paradise.
So I will rest in your arms, yes I'll rest. I'm fitting dark tries into my mind. I'll be blessed, cause paradise isn't mine. We will see the sunshine. I believe we will rise. Harmony in my mind.
where do we start?
It's Barcelona.
That's where we start.
Catalonia.
Ah, Catalonia. That's how you say it. No, that's how you say it.
So, for those who've either been living under a rock or just not too interested in the whole situation, you hear about it here and there. Now you're thinking, okay, you know what? Let me actually find out what is going on.
Yeah.
The whole Barcelona crisis, you've probably heard about it. You know, Real Madrid is in a what's so similar crisis, but not as bad as Barcelona.
Yeah, Barcelona has it bad.
Barcelona has it bad. You know, yeah. I think Madrid is just huge debt because of their stadium renovations that they're going to struggle paying off because of the fact that there's no fans and stuff. So that income is not really there.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
But Barcelona is currently 1.2 billion euros, which is 1.1 billion pounds, $1.5 billion, and would be around two point something trillion rand.
Don't say it in rands. Oh my word.
In debt.
What? That's like country money.
That's,
you know,
country money.
When the government says that we have a budget for the year.
Yep.
That's
that's the budget.
No jokes.
And now the huge, so that's the first problem. That's problem A. Now, you know, in the world of football, when you look at this problem, you're like, you know, it's a common issue.
Yeah.
Madrid is in debt. United is in debt. And a lot of the big clubs are in debt.
Mm-hmm.
So now, La Liga has a rule, right?
Yeah.
La Liga has a rule. And the rule basically states that there's a specific percentage of all commercial income you can use for your wage budget and transfer. I think it's your wage budget.
Mm.
Yes, it's your wage budget. Right?
Okay, that's your salaries.
Yes.
Okay.
So now, with the money that... So that the reason why they do this, just for people out there who are wondering, you know, that sounds stupid. The reason why they're doing this is because you obviously you want to prevent small clubs from overspending. You know, hoping that this might be their season, and then they overbuy on players and they have high salaries on players. Because, you know, some players, they're going to get the player on like a free, but give them a ridiculous salary that ends up hurting the club down the road.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, obviously, with that there, you know, they'll be like, okay, if your club doesn't make this amount of money, you can't have a wage budget that is this big.
Yeah, so it doesn't make sense.
So they stop them from signing players, because they can sign players according to FIFA's regulations,
yeah,
but they don't allow them to register new players into the league.
Mm.
So you can sign that player, go for it.
Bring Sergio Aguero,
but he will not be allowed to play in the league
because
he's not a sign. You will not be able to be a registered La Liga player. So now with that, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, they probably are going to penalize you, point deduction and stuff followed on if you don't comply still.
Yeah.
But it's quite interesting because, you know, it's crazy to think that Barcelona is in this position. Now, you see, majority of Barcelona's income, that commercial income that they could use, comes from, you know, ticket sales.
Messi shirts.
There are stores, you know, they even have a what is it called? A tourism site.
What?
You know, when people come to go to Spain, they generally would like to go to a place like Catalonia, and then there's like a whole tourism site that sets up for Barcelona.
Wow.
And it makes a lot of money.
Man, they were crushing it.
Yeah. So now, obviously, with the whole lockdowns and
the pandemic.
And the pandemic and stuff, it makes it a bit hard for them to do all of this.
Yes. You just think about that the stadium that they have.
Yeah.
It's flipping huge.
Yeah, no, it is. It's one of the biggest stadiums in the world.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's crazy. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, like it's the thing that now brings that brings a bit of hardship to this whole matter now. So they're a club in debt,
yeah.
Right? They're a club that is not making a lot of money now, right?
Yeah.
So forget even the fact of they can only use 25 of what. They're not really making enough money to be able to use in like transfer markets and stuff? Because obviously, when it comes to the football world, you can't get your rich owners to give you fat paychecks and then you use fat paychecks to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Right? There are rules and regulations that come in.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's a process.
So another thing I know Barca is trying to do right now is a future loan. So they get a loan and then they're going to pay it off throughout the next season, I think. I think they're gonna, I forgot the full details to it, but it was either they're going to use it's so stupid. They're gonna use sales, merch sales and stuff to pay it off. Okay. Or they're gonna, that's why they were really pushing to keep a player like Messi, you know. It made no sense to me.
Yeah.
Until I actually did like some research here. Why would they want to keep Messi? You know, why? Like, he's on a pretty high wage bill.
Okay, yeah.
He's on a pretty high, wage bill.
Yeah. Greatness comes at a cost, people.
Yep. But then the question then comes out, what does Messi come with?
Mm.
You know, if Messi goes to Manchester City, what will happen?
There goes Pepsi.
No, not even the outside endorsements. Those probably they can live without.
Or flip.
What else comes? People go buy a Messi Man City top. Ooh. They buy the new kit of Messi in Man City than the new kit of Barcelona.
That is true.
You know?
Yeah,
Messi
know.
Generates merchandise income for the Catalonian side.
Hmm.
So obviously that's why they push to sign Messi. Because now they're like, okay, cool. If we don't get to open up the stadium, we're getting money from the merchandise sales of Messi. That's why assigning like Aguero is also important.
Big names.
Big names.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they try to get big names. Obviously now, there's two things to this. Big names mean big talent, means it will boost up their squad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? But it made no sense. Okay, look, you got rid of Luis Suarez.
Beast.
Right? Because you're saying he's old and he can't fit into your plans. And then you get Sergio Aguero, who when he plays with Messi, if you watch Argentinian games, you see he plays very much like Suarez.
Very much.
Club football, obviously with how City played and with how Barcelona played and the roles they had, you know, they played a bit different.
Yeah.
But when you look at Argentina's play and you look at Barcelona's play, they played the same. They played around Messi. You know,
of course.
They would have the 1-2s with Messi. They would assist Messi, be in the right position for Messi to assist. You know, they played centrally. Their main assist was Messi.
Yeah.
So you're like, you're wondering, so why would you lose the other just to get the other? But then it comes now, who's a bigger name?
Mm.
You know, who can sell that merchandise for them? That's why they would rather, and obviously you wouldn't want to go back and get Luis Suarez after what you did to him.
Yeah.
You know, you basically sold him on a free. You basically told him we don't want you.
Mm.
So that's already out of the pictures. You can't get Suarez back.
He's not coming back.
Aguero's contract is finishing. They're not going to sign a new contract. You jump on that. It looks like you're getting Messi's friend on, but hey, that's a good t-shirt sale over there.
Very good.
Oh, Gini Wijnaldum was one other player they tried to get.
Mm.
You know, obviously he ended up going to PSG because they could offer him a better wage, you know.
Yeah.
What's his name? Fist the Pie.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Big name.
Big names.
Rapper.
But then the problem with that was that they had to take about a 170 million. They had to free up, 170 million from their wages in order for them to sign Messi and some of the newer players.
Oof.
So obviously it became a bit less because Messi took out like a 50% wage cut.
Which is huge.
Yes, people. And they said Memphis Depay was willing to, but this is speculations. There's no clarity on this, but they said he was willing to take a 30% pay cut.
Wait, how much was he earning in Lyon?
I'm not sure.
That's insane though.
But that's insane.
You're going to a bigger club, but...
Yeah, but look, obviously in his contract, it's going to stay. It's probably in like a couple of years' time, it will come back up.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
I know
yeah.
With Messi, they gave him, they were giving him specific deals that will even prolong his stay as a footballer in the club.
Okay.
You know, it would allow him to be like an ambassador and stuff in the club.
Okay, nice.
You know, yeah, and
nice,
give him
nice.
Positions within the club.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they probably
That's
did
cool.
something similar for Memphis Depay.
All right.
You know, I'm not sure. I don't know the details of his contract. And obviously, when if the club starts going up, you know, they when they renew his contract, he can always just get more money, you know. And it's going to probably at the time look like a ridiculous amount, but when you look back to what's happening now, it will probably make sense. They'll probably give him an increase from not his current wage, but the wage he would have come in with, you know.
The 30% pay cut.
Yeah, and, you know, as a United supporter, you know, seeing what's happening here, and it's similar things people say about United. Like when you look at the United community, they're like, we want players who want to be at United.
Yeah.
We don't want players who seem forced to be in United. Yeah, you know? That was the biggest problem we had with Pogba, because it seemed like he didn't want, and it seemed like he'd want. We don't want money to be the issue.
No. Club and, first.
And when you see what player a player like, if Manchester United did take the 30% pay cut, that's a player you want.
That's a good sign.
That's a good sign. That's a player who's going to play with his heart. You know, he's not going to play demotivated. Yeah,
that's all he has.
That's all he has.
All he has is the heart.
Is the heart. Heart and a rap career.
Yeah.
You know?
That's it right
that's
there.
That's it right there.
And the Spotify account.
You know, it's not it's not like other people wouldn't want to sign Manchester United.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, I can probably list 10 clubs right now who want to sign Manchester United. But then, you know, he's willing to take this pay cut. He's willing to you know, go to Barcelona, the club he wants to play for, under his former international coach, Ronald Koeman.
Reunion.
You know, and then on top of this, you know, on top of this, they cannot play Coutinho. Because he's 10 matches away from hitting a release a clause in his contract that makes Barcelona pay 17 million to Liverpool. Isn't he the gift that keeps giving? The gift that keeps giving. Barcelona's favorite present.
Do you know what Coutinho feels like? He feels like we are, you know, when you have a child.
Yeah.
But the child isn't your actual child. And then you're just raising this guy.
Yeah.
You're raising him. He becomes successful. Yeah. And then he goes, starts a business. And then he finds out who his real parents are. And then he leaves you. he's just, wow. Wow.
That's a sad story, man. That's a sad story.
If you look at what he's done in Barca, he's had some good games. But come on now.
Yeah.
Come on. Then he goes to Bayern, flipping lights Germany up, scores 2 goals against us in our iconic...
And on that, you know that because he made it to the finals, Barcelona had to pay Liverpool, but carry on.
You see what I'm saying? Do you understand my frustration?
Yep.
I feel like we shouldn't sign Liverpool players anymore. I'm actually glad that Wijnaldum didn't come. Next thing, he gets a loan to another club, he wins a trophy there, then we have to flip and pay.
Yep.
But he does nothing for us.
So other players that they're probably wanting to leave, and I want your opinion on these guys. The first one is Ousmane Dembele.
I feel like with him, he's had a couple of good runs. Yeah, but obviously injuries, the amount of times that he's gotten injured has affected the way, it's affected the chemistry of the team. Yeah, I feel like if he stays, we're going to see more of him, and that's what I want to see. But if he leaves, it's also, we can get more consistent people with less, paying less.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also good to see where he's going, of course, hoping that he comes to the Premier League somehow.
Yeah. Do you think he will survive in the Premier League, though? You know, that's the big question. Yeah. Would he survive in the Premier League?
I think he'd do well. Like, obviously, being a two-footed
player.
Those guys are very dangerous. So I think he will do well, but I don't see him like top goal scorer or anything.
Yeah, the big course, names. That's one hard one, eh?
Yeah, that's you can't just get there and flip it.
You don't just
who do you think you are?
Again,
who
you know? Do maybe you Sancho could do it? You know, I'm just saying.
Not after the final.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
I'll walk out. I'll walk out. All right, right now.
Okay, the wound is still fresh.
The wound is very fresh. You can still see the blood.
I'm sorry.
It's red.
I see it.
Like my tea.
You saw it in your kit.
Okay. That's why I wear red kit, so you don't see the blood.
Ah, nice.
Thank you.
Okay.
So the second one is possibly Sergio Busquets.
Ooh. Oh, no. No. We can't afford to lose him. He's those guys that you don't see. You're scared when you hear that he's leaving or something. Because he's just like Messi. He's the players that, yeah, no, he's a key player. Even at his age, he's just, yeah, no, he's Sergio Busquets, bro.
Yeah.
That's all we can say.
Yeah, no, even for Spain, you could see that he made a bit of a difference.
Yeah, no.
So Martin Braithwaite was offered to teams like the likes of Everton.
Yeah.
Do you think he should go, stay?
Yeah, I think he should go. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It'll be good seeing him in the Premier League. And also, I want Messi and Aguero to bond quicker. And he's an obstacle. Yeah, he's an obstacle. He needs to go.
He needs to go and get him out of there.
Yeah.
So a player who has left for Leeds, and we spoke about him, Jean-Claire Taubito.
Mm-hmm.
Taubito.
Mm-hmm.
Jean-Claire, who's gone to Nice.
Eh.
He's on loan to the French club for about 8.5 million euros. No, not rents.
Yeah, it can't be rents. I think, yeah, no. I don't know him that well. But, yeah, I was watching some training sessions that they were having. And he looked like a...
No, he's a good centre-back, man. He's a very solid centre-back. With that name, Jean-Claude.
Yeah. Ooh! Ooh! You
know, sounds like he's in a roundhouse kick, that ball.
There's no way, man.
Another quite well-known name was Junior Firpo, who's joined Leeds for 15 million.
Yeah.
I think this showed me. You know, when I saw this transfer, I'm like, yeah, Barca is in a bit of a problem.
Yeah, the fact that they let go of him.
A young player.
Come on. Jordi Alba, replacement.
You know, and yes, last season, I didn't expect him to be the best defender of there. I didn't expect him to, you know, even be better than Nelson Semedo.
Yeah.
You know, who left the club.
Mm.
You know, and I think what was going to be nice is the fact that he's young.
Yeah.
And he has somebody like Jordi Alba to teach him. Under his wing. And he shows the potential. Or else Bielsa wouldn't have wanted him.
Mm.
So now, a player like that under Bielsa would be crazy.
Yeah, we might regret that one.
You know, I was watching Take Us Home Leeds. It's a documentary about Leeds in when they were in Division 2.
Ooh.
Right? And when Bielsa came along. And one of they interviewed one of the fans. And they were like, what makes this thing so crazy, right? What made this whole experience so crazy is that the difference between our team this season and last season was about 3 players. We basically had the same. Oh, because one of the players was injured, which was Patrick Branford.
Yeah.
So the first season he came in, he was injured. So he never played. Right? It was Paulo Hernandez. And then they had to sell. There was a player that they got that they had to sell again because of financial issues the second season. But yes, it was him. It was a left back.
Mm.
Right? And with just the same players, you know, Bielsa was able to turn them into a winning machine.
That's insane, though. The fact that... So this guy, he basically Thomas Tuchel'd lead.
He Thomas Tuchel'd lead. By the second season, I think they won with about the least amount of losses in the league, if not none.
And you look at how they came in into the Premier League, man.
With fire.
Are you kidding
me? And I look at the signings they're doing right now, you know, like your...
Yeah.
They're fixing up their squad.
These are world-class players.
You know, I wouldn't be shocked if someone like Daniel James ends up there.
Yeah.
Because, you know...
That's not a downgrade.
It's not a downgrade. Well, it is because it's United, you know. If it was City... If it was City to Leeds, then no, yeah, you
on
know.
On a serious note, Jeff.
I'm joking. You know, and that's quite good to see.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, as we wrap up, how would you solve this issue? Because it's always good to, you know, criticize.
Yeah.
What would your solution be?
Make Messi president.
Yeah, there we go, guys.
Yeah,
that's how you solve Barca.
That is it.
On my side, damn, it becomes a bit of a tricky one, eh?
Yeah, I know.
You know, I guess the lockdown is what's hurting people the most here.
Yeah. I know. I think.
Yeah, outsell Coutinho.
Yeah.
Offer him out. Obviously, it's a bit harder now because he's injured. I think by the end of this transfer window, he's going to be sold. Outsell PK.
Well,
I'll get PK to take a huge salary cut or sell him.
Okay.
You know, a huge salary cut.
Wait. How much do you sell Coutinho for?
I'd sell Coutinho for like 20 mil.
What?
I don't think at this point you,
we bought him for 100 and something.
At this point I'd be if they can sell him for anything,
40.
The most I'd sell him for is 40.
Yeah, 40.
40 to 45.
That's a good deal.
No team would buy Coutinho right now. Coutinho has the potential to be a good player, you know, but right now he's too much of a risk to whatever team that's buying him.
Ah, man.
Maybe an Everton would be able to play Coutinho. But all the
Massey
big
side, are you kidding me?
All the big teams right now
will be hated.
All the big teams right now would not be able to give Coutinho first team football. You know, if you Real Madrid, you have Kroos in that position.
Ah, come on, there's no way.
PSG, they just bought Wijnaldum.
No, there's no way.
They had Verratti.
There's no way.
You know.
Yeah. No.
United, Pogba. And Fernandez as the number 10.
Yeah.
Chelsea, Pulisic.
I don't think him coming back to the Premier League is going to be smart, because he's going to be playing for a smaller club.
No, but you see now, he can go to probably a team like Leeds. He can probably end up in a team like Everton, which are not small sides. Look at what they did last season.
That's Liverpool's rival, man.
Yeah, hey, look at their new coach, Benitez, or the ex-Liverpool coach. It's football at the end of the day.
Ah, flip.
You know, and if he wants to play first-team football, you can't,
yeah,
you know.
The move to Barca was a bad move.
The move to Barca was a very bad move.
On both parts.
Yep, and now they're going to pay for it, literally.
Yeah.
17 million.
Yes. We can't play. Mm-hmm. Won't play.
Yeah, and I'd sell him. I'd get Biscuits to take a pay cut. And
yeah, all of them.
And I'll tell him you play for one more season, then sell him.
Mm.
I would promote the hell out of Pedri. I would promote the hell out of Fati. I'd give them as much game time as I can.
Yeah.
Fiddle with that formation as much as I can so they can fit into that thing. Because they are your big... If you can promote them... Like even Arsenal right now... They need to promote Saka.
Yeah.
The amount of t-shirt sales they can make from Saka. And I know this sounds bad because I'm making them sound like objects. But.
It's football.
It's football.
Yeah.
So that's where you get your income from there. You know, those type of players.
Make him number 10.
Young players that are coming up that people are excited to watch.
Like Messi and Cristiano when they were coming up. What?
They boosted them.
Insane.
You know, like United is going to milk the friendship of Sancho and what's his name? And Rashford.
Yeah.
They're gonna milk it for money.
Yeah.
They're gonna milk it.
And when the man comes back, you know what I'm talking about? Jesse Lingard.
He's there already.
Yeah.
He's in training.
But yeah, but you're not choosing him.
I'd sell Lingard.
No,
I think they should sell Lingard.
To what? To who?
To West Ham. Or to Leeds.
Nothing else. No.
Or to any other team that will give him a good team.
Permanent deal.
A permanent deal. Look, I like him a lot.
He's in his peak, man.
I like him a lot. I've expressed it in the show. You know, I like him a lot because of what happened last season. He proved people that he's a great footballer.
Okay.
But. He's wasting his time at United. He and sadly enough, if I had any power, I would freaking fight Solskjaer for doing the same to Van der Beek. Because I think it's
selling him.
I think if they're not gonna use it, don't let him waste his career like that.
Mm.
And I think the reason why they'll be scared to sell someone like Van der Beek is because you sell him. A big club that is stable takes him and he shines for that club.
Yeah.
He shines.
Just like Chelsea sold.
Because they're the best. He's from the best club when it comes to producing talent.
The best.
Ajax is one of the best in the
Zlatan
world.
Zlatan played for Ajax. Suarez played for Ajax.
You know? Mm. What's his name? Van der Sar.
Yeah.
Frank de Jong.
Oh.
You know, Hakim Ziyech.
De Ligt. Oh, wait.
You know?
Let's stop.
And the problem here is we're not utilizing him properly. So don't let him, but don't, rather make your guys, let everybody see what we already know. Yeah. That sometimes you're just not capable of doing things.
Yeah.
You know, we already know that. But don't let a person's talent get hurt in the way. Don't keep Lingard. You don't need to keep Lingard.
He's in his peak.
He's in his peak.
Yeah.
He wants to play. And if I was him listening to this, I'd be like, yeah, flip. He wants to play for the England squad next year in the World Cup. He's not going to do that being on the bench. He was already, he had his best season so far last season, and he never made it to the England squad. Yeah. Now, obviously, there's controversy around that because you're like, the guy took about, what, four right backs, you know, yeah. And only played this. He played the exact same guys over and over, you know. So he's like, why the hell did you take this?
There's no rotation, you know, at all.
And now he wants to make it into that squad. And that squad is hard.
Tight.
It's very tight. It's, I think, tight. The only squad that's worse than that is the French squad. Mm. I know it was so bad. There was a player that changed his nationality to the Spanish squad because he was going to be able to get game time.
I wonder who he is,
you know. Mm. And so he's almost as if he's a, you know, a City player. Yeah, but, you know, and if he wants to impress, he needs to go to a Leicester City because I know Leicester City is also interested in him.
Oh, yes. Yes, and with Madison. But he's staying.
I think he would outplay Madison. I know people would call me a tosh for this.
Yeah, Madison should leave.
But I think he would outplay Madison. Last season, we saw him around average players.
Jesse Lingard, whatever team he goes to now.
I think if he plays with the same heart he played last season, where he had something to prove, where around average players,
yeah,
and a good coach,
yeah,
he produced world class.
Yeah. I think an Everton move would also be quite nice because we see the project that it's becoming.
I think I'd be more comfortable with him moving to a Leicester City because
they're fighting for UEFA.
You know, he can actually be the piece they need to make them win the Europa this season.
Okay.
You know? He can do a double pivot with thingy with Madison.
Yeah.
He's Madison, right?
Yeah.
Yes, Madison and then him, and then you have a defensive player at the back.
Mm-hmm. Ndidi. Done.
You're done.
Yeah.
You know? You have two creative players playing on that pitch. Oh, you know, if anyone at Leicester is listening, give this information out, you know?
Yeah, just give it out.
But that is it for the show.
What a show.
We diverged at the end. We diverted at the end. Completely diverted.
Yeah. From Barca to
speaking about Lingard.
Mm.
We don't have favoritism in the show.
No, we don't.
We don't at all.
What are you talking about?
I don't understand. Mm-mm. But from me to you,
we're signing out. All right.
Peace.
Goodbye.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Drop.